from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike D'Amico. Mike, there's been a number of developments ensuing since we spoke about Albert the Alligator arriving in Texas. But before we get into the lawsuit, can you tell us what we know about Albert the Alligator and his current condition? And is he still, as far as we know, in the sanctuary in Texas?
As I understand it, yes, he is still in Beaumont, Texas at Gator Country. How he's doing, I don't know. I'm hoping well. Tony's hoping well. So that's about all I can give you about that.
Has Tony had a chance to go down to Texas? Has he been in contact with the operators at all, do you know?
I know he has not been there. I know he's kind of torn on whether he wants to or not, because I think he's concerned about how Albert would react if he saw him and then was unable to be with him still. But I definitely know he wants desperately to see him. So it's something that we're discussing right now.
Has he been able to contact the operators at all, do you know?
I don't think they've spoken to him, no.
So the lawsuit right now with the state DEC for the people, can you just explain briefly what this lawsuit, when this lawsuit started and what it entails?
We filed it, Peter Kishoyan and myself, he's my co-counsel. We filed it last week, Friday. It's an Article 78 petition, which the remedy we're seeking is that the court reverse essentially the decision of the New York DEC in denying Tony his reapplication licensure for Albert. So Tony filed a re-licensure application back in September of 2021, and he was not denied until May of 2024, and we believe their decision was arbitrarily and capriciously made, which is the standard. So what we're seeking is that the court overturn the DEC's ruling decision that it was to deny the permit.
So I'm assuming there's very high confidence level right now that between you and Tony that you can still get Albert the Alligator back into Tony's possession, correct?
That is our hope, yes.
Did the DEC ever complete their investigation? I know that they were looking into, like, there was an investigation being launched, and did they ever end up charging Tony with anything?
He has not been charged with any violations of any DEC regulation. Their decision basically was that the enclosure that he had for Albert was insufficient by their regulations. We disagree with that. And Tony actually reached out to them on multiple occasions to attempt to explain to them why the enclosure that he had built for Albert was sufficient. And he got no response from the DEC.
So the investigation essentially ended around April?
Well, I have actually, the last we heard from them was by letter. So we sent them, Tony sent a request for a determination of his relicensure application back in May, middle of May. Forgive me for not having the exact date. They responded within a week or 10 days saying, we've reviewed your application and we're denying it. So that was in late May. So whatever investigation was done, as far as I can tell, was done by that date, late May of this year.
Understand. Anything else that you can tell us, Mike, just about how Tony's doing and, you know, where you guys are kind of proceeding from here?
Well, he's happy that we're finally getting into court. That's going to be something for him to look forward to, because he's kind of been in limbo for the last few months. He misses Albert desperately, and I know that. I talk to him almost every day. He's hanging in there, but he would really love to have his pet home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.